In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, a week after Florida's record-long freeze, Commissioner of Agriculture Charles Bronson took a tour of some of the fields to assess the damage.
Well, it was very discouraging. I was hoping that we would see more crops coming back a little bit better than I did.
Bronson says that some of the sights from the tour were simply heartbreaking.
I saw fields in Immokalee that were within a day or so of being ready to be picked when they got hit. And that to see all those tomatoes hanging in an 800-acre field with dead vines is one of the most sickening things I've seen yet.
And Bronson says that some areas such as Immokalee suffered severe losses of their tender vegetables that may not be able to be recouped.
Sweet corn is in really bad shape. I don't think they're coming back unless they replant. It looks like tomatoes are in really tough shape. Some people have already put seed in the ground after this, but whether they hit the market right, they could lose money in the market at the end just as much as they lost in the freeze where they were ready to go.
And as for the dollar estimate of the losses,
we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars in crops that's been lost in this state.
And the big question now is the amount of assistance that will be available to farmers.
I'm going to do what I can to work with our congressional delegation to see what federal low-cost loans or anything that can be done, what programs we can qualify for. I'm talking to the state legislators about what I've seen, and we'll have to go from there.
Commissioner Bronson adds that the ultimate goal is to get farmers back to work.
Unfortunately, there's farmers who have borrowed money. Some of them lost millions of dollars in this freeze, and it's going to be tough coming back, but we're hoping that they will be back.
Stay tuned and log on to southeastagnet.com for continued information about the freeze damage, as well as general news pertaining to your specialty crops. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.